Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link. Welcome to the show. And if you want to call in and get a reading, just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation, we also do private readings as well. So if you want to give me a call or contact me through my website, just go to www.psychicxjourneyman.com, or you can also call me at 740-500-8863. You can also contact me through Skype if you like to do a face-to-face reading as well. Just give me a call at 740-601-9835. That information again is www.psychicxjourneyman.com, or call me at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835. And today we was actually going over some topics of it. We've been talking about a lot of things too here, getting information about the pyramids and that kind of stuff, of looking at the situation of connections to Atlantis and that kind of stuff. So, you know, sometimes we have a tendency people call in for past life readings too as well. So if you're kind of like looking at something like that as well, don't hesitate to ask. But we were really looking at the connection between the two, Atlantis and Egypt. So I think there's a lot of things going on there where people have a tendency to look at the situation and say, how is it possible? And sometimes with some of the dating and how old are the pyramids and that kind of stuff. But there's also other there's other information that's coming out now that they're tracing it back, and they're trying to break the Egyptian government has a tendency to want to keep things in a box, you know, not really explore any other options. So sometimes it's kind of hard to get past that closed mind and just to maybe realize that maybe the dating on the pyramids and that kind of stuff may be a little bit off, and they might actually be a little bit older than they really are. So it's one of those things of looking at the situation, of realizing that if they are, then it might just actually fit into understanding the connection between Atlantis and Egypt, and also realize that maybe Atlantis wasn't just in the Mediterranean, but maybe a society or civilization is as far along as they was in technology and working with crystals and that kind of stuff. Maybe they were influential across the planet, of having influence in all kinds of cultures, not just the idea of Egyptians, you know, maybe the Mayas, the Romans, and things like that, of realizing that we saw the destruction, and we're talking about that through Plato's writings, but there could also be the situation of the things of that civilization that still existed, where the Atlanteans were still around and flourishing and actually being influential across the planet. So it's something to explore. And we're going to look at some things like that too as well. But it's almost like we're going full circle in the situation of tracing and going back to our roots. And we always seem coming up with Atlantis, of maybe having high technology instead of going out there and looking in the stars for the influences and pushing the evolution of mankind to the point of actually realizing it it might actually have been an influential thing within the planet itself, which means we're going full circle. We start out with the Atlanteans and the Lemurians, and then we're going back around and getting back to those roots again of actually working with energy and that kind of stuff, which you see a lot of that going on now. So it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Anyway, let's go on and take a look at some things going on here. What do you say, okay? Hey, let's take our first caller, area code 202. We welcome to the show. How are you? What's your name?
Good. How are you? My name's Nia.
Nia, how you going? How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How are
you? I also want to tell everybody out there, I also have the Angel Book, too, so we're looking up people's area codes. Let's see what they mean in the Angel Book. So I was actually looking up, I'm doing good. I was just looking up your number here, 202. Give us an idea. 202, God is helping you, helping to boost your faith. Because with faith, everything is possible. So it's the idea of lack of. It's the idea of feeling energy around you to change that kind of perception. So what's the situation? What's on your mind today?
My finances are on my mind. I am a recent grad, and my 6 months, grace period is over. And my private loans are coming due now. And I can't get anything. They can't give me any payments under, like, $800 a month. So I was talking to, my sister, and she suggested that maybe I, like, file for bankruptcy because I don't see a way that I can pay that, period. So I just want to know if you see, maybe another course, another path I can take or any type of insight.
Is there any other kind of course you can take with the situation of sometimes the government has a tendency to want their money back as quick as possible, not realizing, I don't know what it is with this economy, but people keep ripping people off, and people keep stepping out the boundaries, they keep pushing the envelope when things are trying to get away with, and it's really irritating. I mean, now I just saw the other day there was legitimate companies are actually taking advantage of people and trying to make money, but what's happening? And the reason I bring this up is because everybody has to realize one thing. People are feeding in the fear and doing things they would not normally do. And the fear is dictating their outcome. So it's like looking at the situation and telling yourself, if you didn't pay these freaking loans because you don't got the money, what are they going to get out of you? They really can't go after you for anything unless you have property. Do you have property?
No way.
That's what I'm saying. They can't do nothing. They know it. That's why they're pushing the situation. People don't realize when you jack up the prices, people are more likely not going to do anything in the first place, or even the ideal. This is my biggest thing. I'm sick of society putting things on, like, late charges and stuff. It's almost like saying when you screw up, you're getting punished, which actually sends that energy out into the universe, and they're wondering how come we're getting bad feedback on everything. It's because of that kind of energy going out there. So when we look at the situation of focusing on these things, we're also thinking, when we feed into fear like that, where you just want to go out and smack people and say, okay, this is how it works, guys. You can manifest these things so easily if you would focus that energy in the right direction and quit thinking about what might happen in the process of lack of, and start focusing on what if I could actually speak things into existence? And what if every time I said anything, it happened just like the way I wanted it to? But everybody feeds into that one part going, God, what happens if I fall off the bridge? And what's so funny about some of these things is, the person's not even anywhere near the bridge, but they're thinking about the possibilities of what's going to happen before they even get there. So this fear is really taking a grip on people to the point where you're just like, don't people realize that at the beginning of the show I was talking about Atlanteans, and we were sitting there focusing on crystals and focusing energy and the idea of what you could do with mass consciousness in the process of focusing everybody on positive energy, you could have all these great results. And we actually had the show in the mornings where we were talking about Atlanteans having such meditational groups of actually focusing this mass consciousness energy. They were actually channeling it through crystals and using it as an energy source. So I sit here and say, well, think about this. They call it mass consciousness of positive energy to use as a power source. Do you realize we could also put that in our society and say the economy? Not realizing the economy this is the way it works. I'm sick of economists out there and all these other people going, well, you know, this is the way we look at the thing. And I'm like, shut up. I'm sick of hearing people say negative things and expecting positive things to happen. So I was like, mass consciousness, the economy. If we would all focus in one direction, the economy would turn around. But everybody can, but the economists will come and say, well, it's a weak start, so don't expect anything time soon. If you listen to that crap, then you're feeding into the world and you're letting the world dictate exactly what's going to happen in your life, and you have no one to blame but yourself of listening to that kind of crap. And people go, that's kind of negative, isn't it? So let's take it to the positive. If you don't listen and you start focusing and using your visualization and your imagination to manifest exactly what you want to happen as the outcome, you change everything as a positive. So therefore, the world, the economy, mass consciousness has no longer control over you.
Mm-hmm.
So we see what I'm saying? We're looking at the situation you're sitting there going, they can't give me a payment under $800. Why don't we look at the ideal of what they want as what our true capability of earning an income, and go past what we think it is to being able to cover everything no matter what people throw at us, to realize we have that much power and much that much control and that much dominion over our lives and ourselves that we had actually come up with these situations. But we're always thinking the only way you can generate money is to have a job, not realizing in the process of getting that job, more likely you manifested the opportunity in the first place. So therefore, if you could actually stay at home and manifest exactly as everything you needed, the money for your bills, the opportunities, just have everything covered to the point of just saying, today I'm just going to think one thought, paid in full. Everything is paid in full. And then sit back and look at the situation and opportunities that fall in your lap. And like I tell everybody else, if you sit there and done readings with me, I'll tell you flat out, I just don't preach the thing. I've actually lived this, and I've actually lived in nice homes without no job. But I got the house in the first place, and money came to me to actually have the deposit and rent and that kind of stuff. And people are like, how do you do that? First of all, you have to have faith in what you say, but to realize that you can literally speak things into existence if you have that kind of faith within your heart. We also always focus on the heart, because that kind of energy will attract everything to you. So next time I hear one freaking psychologist say, you can't live on love, I'm going to smack him. In the process of loving them and saying, let me help you out. I'm trying to wake you up to help you understand that you have no idea what you're talking about. Stop living in the book and actually start being a human being in the spiritual sense of helping people instead of giving them this crap of diagrams and outlines and having following these little things, because they're taking the spontaneous out of the life where the journey is just like everybody. You ever seen the kids now? They're like, it's boring. That's because they're expected to do certain things. In the process, they don't realize nobody expects you to do anything except what you want to do. So you're saying, what's the answer to my question? You sit there and look at this. Right. You sit there and think of it because people are like, oh, he's mad. Pretty much. Because I'm tired of. And it's another thing, too. We sit there talking about manifestation, and a doctor says, you only have 6 months to live. I said, oh, so you're God, and you knew how long I was going to live in the first place? And they have a tendency to look at you going, what? Yeah, exactly. So shut up. Okay, so I have this little ailment. Now I'll see you later. I won't come back here ever again because you have this attitude of death. I have a tendency to focus on life. So therefore, the spiritual sense says, I can live forever. So therefore, if that's the capability, then we take the same energy and we start manifesting everything across the board. I would sit there and take your situation and go, okay, I don't like $800. And I would focus on four. In the process of focusing on, see, what you do is you focus on the outcome. Okay, I want that bill paid in full. And start expanding your mind to the point where, okay, do we want to pay it monthly or do we just want to pay it off? Because I was there talking to a friend of mine the other day and I said, I want to buy a house. And he goes, well, what kind of payments you want? I said, no, listen to me. I said, I want to buy a house. I didn't say I want to pay for one. I want to buy a house. I said, that's the perception you have to have of wanting to have those kind of things. But we're all thinking, it's like mass consciousness says, in order to buy a house in the society anymore, you got to pay payments. And if you ever sit there and talk to a person who's very wealthy, the one thing they changed in their vocabulary and their change in their minds of what the way they thought about things was, they started focusing on paying just that, buying something, not just no payments. That's society when it freaking put handcuffs on you and say, oh, the banks, I want you to pay this thing monthly so I can get interest off you. So what we do is we use that as motivation and say no. Even if it's just the idea to get back at the bank, it's good motivation to sit there and go, a positive outcome would be a person, instead of focusing and saying, okay, the banks are ripoffs. Well, we don't need to think about that because that's pretty much a fact. So we start focusing on the solution. The solution says, I want to go buy a house, or you want your bill paid off. It's like looking at the situation, and you don't have to focus on the big sum either. All you have to do is focus on, I want my loans to be paid in full. And then you take it, I would love the opportunity for my loans to be paid off. Now, I've seen so many things happen in these situations where either there's a glitch in the computer and it gets wiped clean from the freaking record, or all these kind of things. Because I was sitting there telling a friend of mine, and I said, I swear to you, this actually happened. Society will tell you you cannot have anything in the process of an apartment, a house, that kind of stuff, unless you have the money. I was sitting there talking to my friend, and she was like, in order for you to have your own business, you would have to have insurance and da-da-da-da. I was like, really? Watch me show you that you're full of it and you're wrong, and society does not dictate how I have success in my life. To the point where I went out, and I had to go through a period of homelessness because I was listening to her. Mm-hmm. In the process of getting thrown out and being homeless, I said to myself, I need to start listening to my guides and angels again, because I don't think I have been, because I actually got answers to what was going on before it even happened. I never listened. That's why I got thrown out where I did. So I said, no more. See, that's what you got to do. You got to say, no more. I have no limitations. I can do whatever I want. And that's what I did. I focused. And next thing I know, I got a freaking hotel room with no money. I actually got to stay on the thing for 2 days before I did have money. But it's like one of those chain reactions. You got the room, and then the money came afterwards. See, that defied reality of what society says. And then I got a business. Now, I had affirmed these things a year before this, but it was kind of funny how the chain reaction happened in the process of saying, okay, let's change our thinking and see what happens. It's amazing when you start using people as motivation who say you can't do something to prove them wrong. And I don't even have to see the people anymore. It's just the idea I'm living. So that's what I did. And sometimes you have people who like to get crazy and try to influence you and that kind of thing. But see, I put it in perspective and said, for example, I had a friend of mine who works psychic lines, and she would go on and she would say, there's like 30 people on this thing. I'll never get any calls. And I said, you're right. But I said, why don't you try thinking like this? When you go on and you get on the phone and you log on to do this readings, why don't you do this? Imagine you're the only person in the world, so everybody has to come to you. And next thing you know, the phone starts ringing. But you got to take the energy off of it, as in any kind of needing or have to. For example, 2 days ago, I worked for a couple companies too, and I just lowered all my prices. I mean, they were like 99 cents a minute, $1.49 a minute. People are like, "Well, you're never making money that way." I was like, "Go away." You know, any kind of accumulation is what you need. And that's what you're looking for. And the more you make people relax, the more they're willing to open up to actually spend the money they need to get the answers they're seeking. Mm-hmm. Any kind of situation, any kind of services like that, if you put it in a situation people relax, where they feel comfortable that you're not trying to take them away. And what I mean by that is most of those people are focusing on the money part. When you focus on money, people don't trust you. But when you actually focus on the service you're trying to do, that's when they always say focus on service and the money will follow. Don't worry about the money part. And that's the same thing with this situation with your bill. It's the idea of forget the thing even exists and just start focusing on the situation, as in living your life. Because there's a lot of things, seriously, I look at the situation with your life, and it seems like a lot of things have kind of taken the backseat on this thing because of this focus on this, yourself included. Because I always tell people, when I sit here and talk about meditation and working with your chakras and your angels and your guides, these are solutions to the ideal of leading yourself down the path of success. They help you understand that you can do whatever you want to do, and it's the ideal service is what you love to do. And the more love you put into things, as in the connection with loving beings, the more you attract the solutions to everything you need, want, desire, and you can be, have, and do anything you want. I always forget that last part. Anyway, and that's seriously, there's a book out there called Empowerment. It's by a guy named John Randolph Price. And if you don't get this information, it's okay, because all you got to do is go to my website now. I actually did this. Someone made a suggestion. I put all those books on my website on a page that says books. So you can go back and get those references. There's a ton of books in there, but that was the first one that popped up to me, because it actually says empowerment. You can be, do, and have anything you want, as long as you put it in a perspective and know, as in harmlessness and harmony, it will always work for you. And also remember, because I've had a hard time with this myself, that we get so caught up in the world that giving a percentage back, people call this tithing, I just call it, you know, just giving. To find those people with red buckets and just give. You know, just, I've actually sit there one day, I did this, I heard this, I got this, I can't remember the name. But anyway, this thing came to me and said, okay, right now you're getting caught up in the world because you feel like the flow has stopped. And this was so funny because she had suggested this, and I said, well, what the heck, I'll just give it a go. So I took my last $20 I had that day, and I sent it to a charity. I said, the world is so abundant and prosperous and so good that what I send out to the world comes back to me tenfold, because I just loved it, okay? In the process of loving giving, you know, my heart is always open. So therefore, it receives and gives at the same time. And I sent the $20 out. Next thing I know, I started having these $200 days at my shop. And I was like, but see, I always warn people, give with a loving heart. Because if you give because you're trying to manipulate the system or the universe to give you what you want, it's going to come back on you in a bad way, like a karma. Plus, it's not going to benefit the person that you sent the charity money to in the first place. So do it in a loving way, as in the process of saying you love to give, and do it in a loving way. It'll freak you out. Because it always has with me. I mean, I sit there and look at the situations and people say, well, I don't know. Well, take yourself from a part of saying I don't know and start doing exactly what you want to do with your life. It's like we have this vision in our minds of how our lives are supposed to be. But sometimes people have the vision, but they also have a little glitch in there saying, I'm not really sure. Get rid of not sure and just do it. There was a thing I got in this book, which is another book by John Randolph Price, that says, it's called the Dream Castle. It's like a dream castle journal. What you do is you get in the journal and you start writing all the things you want. You kind of like take all the limitations and restrictions and just forget there is any. And just start focusing on nothing but what you want, have, relationships, whatever, in very descriptive detail. And it's just open. What it's doing is it's expanding your mind to the possibilities of what can happen. There's also another thing you might want to do, too, as well. And it's one of those things, I did this before, too, to expand your mind to all the things you can do, is I wish I had that book too. Now, this one here is by the Hicks, Jerry and Esther. Right. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not, but they have a book called It Is Written. I think it's It Is Written. Is Given? It's Given? Okay. Anyway, I know it's by Esther and Jerry Hicks, okay? And I'm pretty sure if you go to Amazon.com and just look for It Is Written, and put Esther and Jerry Hicks, it'll come up. But there was a technique that they did where you focus on it and you get you a checkbook, okay? What you do is this is something you put besides your real stuff. This is like just exercises to expand the imagination, where you take a checkbook, you take an imaginary amount and you deposit it in your checking account, okay? So you start off with $1,000, okay? Uh-huh. And you increase it by $1,000 every day. And what your goal is to spend that money in one day. So you will start expanding your mind and saying, okay, what can I do? What can I do? And I always warn people that when I was doing it, I thought, oh, sure, this would be great, man. I was just imagining I put $1,000 and I'll spend it, no big deal. I can do this. But when I got the $12,000, I was like, oh, shoot. But see, the problem was my perception was still stuck at $1,000, where, you know, I can spend $1,000. But when I got the $12,000, I was thinking about things in the situation of where I could put down money on a house. Well, what they were trying to get me to do is imagine the things you could actually write out buy. You could actually buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could buy whatever it is you think of in your mind. It could be simply buying the most expensive cell phone in the world. Or like I did, I was thinking about the situation of going and visiting a friend in Canada. And I said, wow, okay, I'm going to go on the computer. I'm going to find a package where you can actually get an airplane, a hotel, and all at the same time. I was looking at the thing going, the first time I saw the thing, I was like $12,000. I'm like, or no, it was $3,000. You had to get the plane ticket and the trip and the whole thing because I wanted to leave right now. I didn't want to leave 7 days from now or 14 days from now. I wanted just to have the money just to get on a plane and go when I want to go. Mm-hmm. So I saw $3,000. I was like, $3,000? I'm like, and my angels came in and said, this is an exercise to expand your mind. So you got it. Look at your checking account. You got $12,000. You can actually buy 2 trips.
Yeah.
So it was trying to get you to open your mind up to the point of all. Once you expand your imagination like that, then you can imagine yourself having it. When you get to that point of actually saying, I can see myself having it, more than likely the opportunity will come to you where you will have it. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
So the opportunities, see, people are suggesting things, but you have to watch out when people start suggesting things because of their own perceptions. Might be limited too. So you're looking for a solution, not something that you're willing to compromise to do.
Right.
Well, that was a heck of an echo, wasn't it? Infinity and
yeah.
So I was like freaking out going, that was kind of cool when I heard that. I was supposed to be out of time, I tell people to turn it down. Like, that was kind of funny. Because I've never heard it do that before, but... What the heck, right?
I'm just saying,
let your imagination run wild, and you're going to find a solution to the situation. But you have to look at the $800 as something that it's not a monster.
Yeah.
There is a solution to it. It's just the idea when you let down once you get past the illusion and the fear, to realize that reason you're looking at it is because of the perception of all these things that have happened to you up to this point, where you're looking at it as a threat. You see?
Yeah.
Take the fear off of it. This is the time to face your fears and say, what is the solution? Open up to the situation. Ask your angels. I mean, you'd be amazed when you sit there and really work with angels. Like, just meditate for 15 minutes in the morning. Sit down and have a nice little meditation where you just sit down and focus. Bow your head. Focus on the essence behind your heart. See a nice little blue aqua plasma kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then connect with that. By just simply saying, I am love, I am love, I am love. And just keep doing that because you'll start feeling the vibration going up. I know when I first started doing that, it was kind of overwhelming. I never realized, you know, when you actually tap into pure love, it can be really overwhelming. And it took me a while just to get to 5 minutes of doing that. But once I started doing that and connecting, I started realizing what you're really doing is you're not really connecting. You're actually realizing you've always been connected to it, and you're utilizing that connection to actually connect to the God mind, which is... You've always been, you know, it's like the one guy that was saying, God's your father. You've always been connected to him, and you've always been basically as one. So when you love yourself, you love God. When you love God, you love yourself. And when you realize, I love, and the reason you should love is because it attracts every good thing to you.
Yeah.
But we have a tendency to forget that. And we're trying to put things in perspective to realize that. That's what I was saying before. When I first heard that, somebody said, you can't live on love. Says who? You know?
Love don't pay the bill, right?
It does. Because when you put yourself in the position of saying, I love what I do,
uh-huh.
First of all, what's going to happen is you usually attract. I'll give you another thing, too. And when you start focusing on work and getting exactly what you want, it's the ideal realizing you can. And stop going out there and going, I need to get a job. Why?
Yeah.
Because the world says so, or do you really think you need to? Because a lot of us have a tendency to get caught up in the worldly thing and say, well, they, you know, I've heard this from my mom. It's like, you have to have a job or you just don't have anything. See? That's a negative twist on the whole thing of saying you need to have a job because if you don't, you're never going to have anything. And that we also see people who have all kinds of incredible things. And then we have these other people who come across, well, that's because they're evil. they worship the devil, so they're millionaires. Actually, if you sit there, I told a friend of mine, I was like, you really think that's true? Go read the Bible. There's a section in there I'd love for you to read, because when you go in there and you look at it, it's the idea of disciples are all sitting there talking to Jesus, and Jesus said, it's hard for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, as that's how hard it is for a rich man to get to heaven. Did everybody ever notice what their disciples said? They said, well, if that's the case, Lord, who gets to go to heaven? Now, why would they ask that question if they were not rich? Because they were confused, because, you know, Jesus says, you know, basically, I told people, I said, what it means to take a camel to the eye of the needle means back in the day when you went into the city, most cities had walls around them for protection. And to go through the entrance, the camel, most entrances were made for humans. They wasn't made for animals to go through. So a camel had to get down on his knees to crawl through the entrance or keep from knocking its head off, which was very difficult, but it wasn't impossible. That's the whole point. So there's always change. But the disciples, this one thing that got me when I read that, when it said, okay, if that's the case, then who gets to go to heaven? They were basically saying, since we're all wealthy, who gets to go to heaven? And if you really look at the situation of all the money that was generated and that kind of thing, was the idea of faith. And also with Jesus, prime example of freaking manifestation, is the idea of looking at exactly what he did. He didn't sit there and think about it, or could I do it? Okay, the masses need to be fed. No problem. But that's what he's saying. That's what I mean. He came back to remind us we can do the same thing. We have dominion. That's what it means. Think it, focus, bring it into reality. You are the vehicle that brings it into reality. As long as you have the consciousness to believe it, as long as you have the love in your heart to conceive it, and it will be yours. Everybody's like, really? Yeah, this is a pretty lengthy way of looking at the situation, but I'm saying to you, the $800 is like $8.
Okay,
you take the decimal and move it up. It's $8. It's $800. And right. I'm just saying, when you look at that, you go, $8, no big deal. Shoot, right. I could sell a CD. I got it, cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm just saying, anytime you can take a visualization and make it simple, the more simpler it is, the more it's going to be a part of your life, as in a solution. Mm-hmm. Everybody's back here in the background going, well, you know, we live in the real world. Yeah, but the real world is, when we sit there and say, look past the illusion, it's to help you realize that your world right now is what was created because of how you used to believe, because you're sitting there looking at different solutions now.
Right.
So basically today is because of how we used to think yesterday. So we want tomorrow to be different, so therefore we have to change our perception now to get that outcome. So we look past the illusion and realize what we're actually really seeing is in the lack of is an illusion, because there's a solution to get past the whole thing, to change the whole outlook, to change the whole thing. It's just that we have to realize that right now we're thinking there is no flow. The flow is constant. It's always happening. It's just you have to be a part of it.
Okay.
Tune in next week when we actually have the book, it comes out.
Yeah, that makes me feel better, because I was interning, and then, you know, I kept thinking to myself, it's like, well, you know, I like working here, so I'm going to work here. You know, mm-hmm. And then they extended the internship, but it's going to be over, like, at the end of this month. But I still, you know, for some reason, I was like, you know what, I like working here, and I was trying to put in that positive energy, because, I mean, I'm a pessimist for the most part. So mm-hmm. trying to, you know, think differently and put in that positive energy. So something actually came up, and it looks like I might be there next year too. But I guess just when it comes to money, it just seems so daunting. But I'm gonna, you know, apply that same attitude and see how things change.
Like I said before, I wasn't trying to get any kind of like angry about the whole thing, but I'm just. Really right now it's like looking at society, and it seems like society thinks that we have to put people in chains and shackles in order for you to keep the flow going, not realizing it's the ideal of relating to each other again like we did in the beginning. As in, I mean, look at Adam and Eve. When they were Adam and Eve, every want, need, and desire was always fulfilled because they didn't think about it. It just was. Now in the situation of actually human consciousness, makes us think differently. I mean, think about that. Evil was actually a human creation. Someone told me about God created evil. I'm sitting there going, are you serious? I said, how can a being create something that he knows nothing about? Why do you think he has a tendency, when it says in the Bible, he has a tendency to turn away from it? Because he can't conceive it. So he turns away from it and realizes that, I hope that they help these people have a tendency to go back to their original ways of actually realizing that if you focus on nothing but positive things is the only thing you're going to get.
Yeah.
Every time we get caught up in the freaking concept of saying, what if the bridge collapses? And then are we really supposed to be surprised later when it does? I mean, we just sit there and call that into, I've had people do this, and they were sitting there going, I'm going to get pulled over by the cops before I get home. And they get pulled over and they get pissed off. I'm sitting there going, excuse me? Why are you ticked off for? Are you mad at yourself? Because you created it. They go, No. That's what happened. This is what they say. They said, well, I broke the law, so therefore, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, shut up. I said, I put it in perspective like this. I think if I focus on nothing but positive, the solution will always happen. If I feel like it's an injustice, I focus on the positive outcome. And I was telling, I was going to say this earlier, but I got sidetracked, but I actually walked into the motor vehicles in Florida and got my driver's license because I walked through the door. I said, I'm walking in these doors. I'm getting my driver's license, and I'm walking out with my driver's license. No ifs and buts about it. That's what I want. That's what I feel like I deserve because I feel like I've not done anything wrong in the first place, and the ideal, my license are just expired. And I walked in. The lady looked at me, and she goes, are your license revoked or anything? I said, no. They're just expired. And she goes, okay, stand in front of the screen, take your picture. And I walked out with my driver's license. Now, what was so funny about the whole situation was, and I swear this is a true story, when I came back to Ohio, my license had been revoked for 6 years. So you ask yourself, how did I get my driver's license? Because I wanted my driver's license, and I wanted to go out. And I saw what I saw was the vision of me having my driver's license and all the things it was going to bring to my life as in positive things. And it happened just like that.
Yeah.
I drove without driver's license for, 3 years. And with the perception of saying, when I get in a car, I'm going to go from point A to point B without any kind of incidents, because therefore I have things to accomplish. And I never got pulled over. Never. And people are like, that's impossible. I said, no, you're the person who probably sit there and say, I'll get pulled over before I get home, and you did, because you actually manifested it to happen. I'm just trying to do the opposite and manifest positive things in my life, because I feel like it's one of those things, these things are there. Because I told a friend of mine, I was like, just because I don't have my driver's license doesn't mean I forgot how to drive. It's society trying to have control and making themselves feel secure, not realizing security lies within themselves. It has nothing to do with these outer things. Those are just things that they keep beating their heads in, thinking they have to do. Have you ever noticed people in government always go grayer before everybody else? It's all that trying to control everything. So we look at the situation and go, you know, do you want to go vote for these idiots? I told a friend of mine, I was like, I voted. And he goes, you did? Did you go down there and vote? I said, no, I voted not to go. That was a decision, my friend. And I said, that's what you need to do with society. You're an individual. Don't get caught up in the masses. It's okay to, you know, it's okay to have, you know, have union where you want to hang out and communion and that kind of stuff. That's great. But still, you are an individual. So therefore, you can manifest on an individual basis. A lot of people think they can't do nothing unless they're hanging out with a bunch of people. You ever notice the gangs and groups and that kind of stuff? That is that's feeding into fear that if I don't hang out with these people, because it's a lack of self. We were sitting here talking this before too, where we were talking about what is sin. Sin, if you look at the definition of sin, sin is the lack of. When we focus in the lack of, we're sinning. We're actually working against ourselves. So you see the situation every time you focus on these things. So wouldn't you want to think about get away from that whole concept and start focusing on there are no limitations? There's no lack. It's just an illusion. So I think that you can really take care of this bill. And, you know, I've done this before, too. I swear I did. That's why I keep telling everybody, I swear to you. I'm not going to say trust me. Every time I hear someone say trust me, they scare me to death. So I always say, seriously, when I sit here and focus on these things, the reason I have so much insight on these things is because I've experienced them, not just talked about them. I've experienced them. And every time I want anything or everything, it seems like it always comes to me. Or there's an opportunity that there's always an opportunity that's a go-between to get me to point A to point B too. So I have to sit there and the opportunity still came to me. I just needed to also see it for what it was so I can make my movement forward. as seeing these things as bridges to the solution too as well. The term says second guess myself. Stop second guessing yourself and realize the very first thing that comes to you is your guidance talking to you, your angels and your guides.
Okay.
And people ask me questions about it, so go read the Bible in Psalms 91. It says God gives angels charge over you. So there is a, in writing, black and white, it says angels are there for a reason. It also is in the Bible that if you don't have something, you have not because you ask not. So ask for everything, my friend. Even if you don't get it, you'll find out why. But you'd be amazed at all the things you're going to get. In the situation, these things, we think there's, oh my God, the government wants $800? I tell them to shove it, but that's just me. But
and no, it's actually private. If it was the government, I think I'd have a little more wiggle room, but it's a private loan.
I'm just saying, sometimes these people have a tendency, they want to scare you into paying these things, thinking that you know, the fear and that kind of stuff, and then they wonder how come they don't get anything. And a lot of people have a tendency to go, I don't want to. I mean, shoot, I've taken my bills, and I usually throw them in the trash. And the reason I throw them in the trash, not because I don't want to pay them, is see, I don't want to be reminded of a deficit. I want to focus on the prosperity of finding the solution, and having a bill in front of me is not a solution. It's a constant reminder of a past thing. It's keeping you in the past. So I always tell people, you want to eliminate these connections to the past. Having a stack of bills is not no way to focus on prosperity, because you're still focusing on the lack of. Ooh, I don't have this, so how am I going to come up with it? So what you do is you wipe it to the side. I even told my landlord that one time. He says, does anything freak you out? Does anything worry you? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, you're $250 behind the rent. I said, yes, I know. But what do you want me to do? You want me to focus on the lack of and worry? Or you want to take the same energy and go out there and use it as a solution to find your money? You know, he never bothered me again after that. They can't argue with it. They know it too. You know? I'm just saying what the situation I see with this whole thing. It's a private institution who's trying to basically motivate you with fear of saying, okay, you need to pay this or else this is going to happen. And you're sitting there, I always tell people, I said, think about it for a minute. And at that moment, do you have the money to pay that bill? No.
Mm-hmm.
Then why worry about it? Because there's nothing they can do about it. They can't take something away from you don't have. And they can't really do anything in the first place. So what I do is I say, okay, that's a reality, right? So we start thinking about the situation and go, okay, well, let's freak them out. Right? Instead of coming up with $800 a month for the bill, let's walk in there with the whole freaking and give them a check and say, leave me alone. Here's you're paid in full. If I ever hear from you again, I will sue you back for to get the money back. So here's your money. Leave me alone. I mean, some of these people have a tendency to call you. I had this one person that was calling me about a hospital bill 10 times a day.
How many? You said he was calling you what?
Like 10 times a day. And this one bill, they called me, and I used to do this. This is crazy, but I would sit here and go, they would call me if I go, you're looking for Donald Reed. Well, let me see if he's in his office. Hold, please. And then I would just come back and say, he's not here right now, but can I take a message? They will not give you a message because they're still trying to intimidate you.
Yeah.
And when you have that kind of techniques going on, the next thing I start doing is, anytime I see any kind of private number, unknown number, or any number I don't know, it don't get answered no more. So therefore, that energy is not coming into my life anymore. I'm focusing on the solution. See, in the process of focusing on the solution, I guarantee when I get the solution that comes to me, they'll appreciate the idea of me not talking to them because I was too busy. Too busy living my life and looking at the positive side of life, because they're definitely on the negative side.
Yeah.
So does this help you?
It really does. It really does. Because, like I was telling you, I know that I need to change my way of thinking. And you mentioned about listening to people, and then that becomes, you know, their perception becomes yours. Because I never thought about, like, filing for bankruptcy. And then, you know, it was somebody mentioned it to me. And then I started thinking, well, maybe that is the best thing to do. And, yeah.
But when you sit there and look at the things, it's like some things can be so easily as a trap to pull us into thinking more of lack. Now, if you sit here and go into the situation like this, I've actually studied this too about bankruptcy. And if you go into it with the process of going, I need to wipe the slate clean because it's just gotten out of control, and the ideal of focusing on a positive solution of saying, wipe the slate clean, and then from that moment you start focusing on nothing but prosperity, so therefore you won't get yourself in that situation again. To realize that you know, you can go to school and you can do all these things just by manifesting the money. And I said, a lot of times when you do have things that happen to you, and because, while I was sitting here talking, we were talking about the secret, and I've heard so many people talk about the secret where it doesn't really go into detail of focusing on how you feel. Like, if you're trying to manifest something, how would it feel to be financially independent?
Mm-hmm.
That where everything, you have all the money coming to you to take care of everything, it's a constant flow. If you have a business, you have a constant flow of clients and all this other stuff. And to also, the very first thing you do is you focus on being totally owing no one. And how would that feel if you didn't owe anybody? It'd be great. And you feel that. When you start feeling that, and you start attracting the opportunities to be in that position. And that was the first thing. And then they start focusing on the other things that go along with it. As in anything, it's positive and negative. You know, when we see a negative, we're like, okay, how can I turn that into a positive? You know, start focusing on this 800 figure as being a check that comes to you every month in the mail. Just reverse the whole thing on everything you see. And then you start seeing it that way. Don't be surprised if sometimes you get a check in the mail that just baffles you, like, where'd it come from? Or someone, we had this one, there was a story that Joe Osteen told about his dad where they're focusing on more prosperity in their own family. Some guy walks up to him and just gives him a check for $1,000. It wasn't for the church, it was for him. But he was so conditioned, you know, that he didn't deserve it. Give it to the church and help everybody else out. What they were saying was he was the one who received the $1,000. He should have utilized it. And after it was over with, even his dad said, I feel like I made a mistake. It wasn't supposed to give to the church. It was supposed to be given to me. Because when I'm in a better way, as in being more positive in my life, of seeing that kind of solution come to me, it actually reflects to everybody else that he comes in contact with because he has a different perception. Like, whoa, that was cool. And then everybody else is just like, they take the upper hand on the whole thing too, and they start doing these positive things in their own lives. It's just that we have to learn that when we manifest things, we also have to learn how to receive it. So don't get caught in the situation of going, okay, when someone walks up to you and here's a check for $10,000, you don't sit here. I've heard people do this. I don't take charity. Really? It's not charity. You put it out there. You manifested this. So therefore, take the freaking money. I've actually heard things like this where a guy walks up to a guy and the guy's trying to find money for a business. Some guy, stranger, just walks up and hands him $25,000 and said, you don't need to pay me back. If you want to pay me back, just take this money and be successful. And never saw the guy again. And by that, just that positive gesture, the guy's business was very profitable. And he was actually able to pass it on to other people too as well. So it's a chain reaction. I mean, with my situation, when I got that hotel room, then I got an apartment, and then I got my first shop, which sprung onto my second shop. So see, it was a chain reaction of making one positive decision that actually ended up going into four or five more, as in getting your life back on the right path of all those things happening to you. Even if you do have something that comes in the situation that knocks you off course, you're able to regroup real quickly because of all the things that have happened to you. Just have to sit there and learn how to keep creating these things. Because the one thing I found the most to do, like if I'm working and I start getting a lot of clients coming to me, what I say is, thank you, God and angels. I'm always appreciative. I'm always grateful. And I keep saying, keep it coming. That's sometimes the hardest for us to do when we're in the midst of prosperity. We forget to say, keep it coming. And then when it stops, we're like, what happened? Well, you didn't ask for any more, so we didn't give you any more. So you just kind of keep that flow going, as in the idea of watching what you say and keep always putting it in a positive way, being grateful. But in the process of saying thank you and being grateful for the whole thing, it's okay to ask for more. You have not because you asked not. So you just keep asking. This is great. We had 5 people today. How about 10 tomorrow? And you just start focusing on these goals. Next thing you know, you don't have any more financial problems. Just by changing your thinking, you changed your life. On that note, Let's go to a commercial. I just wanted to do that. I was going to practice.
Awesome. Thank you. I really do believe that because I've started to see some changes, even if they're small, but I really am starting to believe that. So.
Oh, yeah. I always tell people to go out and do one incredible thing, like pick one thing that if it happened, it would definitely change your perception where you just want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. All
oh, you're welcome.
That.
You're welcome. Just give us a call back and update the whole thing, and you get a chance. I'd love to sit down. And the one thing I'm really practicing with right now is the idea of past life readings. And we're also doing these 7-card readings. I had a lady just the other day, I got a 7-card reading, and she was kind of amazed. It took almost 40 minutes. But it was also like your life on the table. So we try to clear and we try to cover everything within these readings. So a 60-minute session, only $33 right now. So, when you start to look at those situations of throwing it in there, we've got 40-minute sessions for $22, and we also have 20-minute sessions for $11. And then we have, it's actually 11, 11, and 22, and 22, and 33, and 33. And we also have these 90-minute sessions for relationship counseling and all that kind of stuff. But if you think you need 90 minutes, those are only $77.77. And we also have a 20-minute one-card reading, which is $9.99. So it's when you look at the situation, people have a tendency to look at the money. I look at it like this. When I go get a reading, I see it as an investment in myself. And this person is just a vehicle to find more things about myself so I can actually either confirm, correct, and be able to focus and be motivated to go forward and realize I can change my life to be a more positive thing and I can actually have the life I want that I've always seen myself to do. It's just the idea we sometimes we got to get rid of those blocks and the residues of things that we've experienced in our past. You can definitely change the things, I guarantee it.
I believe it. I do.
And like I said, when I do my sessions, if they take more than 60 minutes, sometimes I tell people, if you already paid, let's just do the work. Let's just jump in the whole thing. If it takes a little bit longer, who cares? And my freaking thing is the ideal person walking away knowing for a fact that they can change not just next week, but today, now, in the next 2 minutes. You can, oh, great, because I've seen it happen. And I just want to pass that on to everybody else and say, you need a little boost. You need a little boost. Then no problem. I'll put you on my handlebars and just head down the road.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Awesome. And give us a call, definitely, if you can give us a call for reading, but definitely give us a call back and give us an update on your life. I'd love to hear it.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go into our next caller, which is area code 270. God, I decided to say it though. I'm sorry, guys. Getting a little caught up in here, but 270, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm fine, Donnie. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I just got invited to go to a jacuzzi.
Really? So can you swing by and pick me up?
I was thinking it's 40 degrees outside, but I guess I'm going to have to like jump the fence or something. I'm sorry, you weren't supposed to hear that. I just think it's pretty exciting. I just had two girlfriends flake on me. I was supposed to go a pub crawl tonight. And the first one invited me, and the second one is stuck at work. So I was bumming, and then another friend wrote me and says, well, let's go to jacuzzi. So, okay.
All right, it's a jacuzzi. I can't say it for some reason. It's hard to say. Talk today, jacuzzi. No, I was looking at your number 270, which is the idea of your area code, and I thought it was amazing when I sit here and look. Because I think I've read this before, but I like looking at things going. The universe is congratulating you on keeping the faith, which has caused your light and love to shine radiantly. I thought that was pretty powerful in itself. Your faith and positive.
My positive friends are not being positive to me.
Well, maybe we should look at the situation and go, okay, just start focusing on more favorable people who are positive and say, well, it's your loss because we're going to have fun tonight no matter what. Because I was actually reading 271, too, which is underneath your one. It says your faith and positive thinking are pushing you forward toward the realization of your dreams. So I'm just saying, sometimes, because people think it's kind of crazy when you sit there and tell them, go, okay, this friend is acting unfavorable. Now, when you sit there and suggest them manifesting it differently, they're thinking you're manipulating the situation or a person. But what you're doing is you're focusing within yourself and seeing something within yourself that you'd like to see in somebody else. So therefore, if that's the case, then more likely it's there. So what you're doing is you're focusing on a solution maybe to help that person to rid themselves of blocks or something so they can actually see their own self that way too, and then you start seeing a difference in them. That's what it's all about. Or ask the angels to clear all the blocks and restrictions so they'll be a nice person. Or they can actually follow through with what they say. Because a lot of times people don't do those things because you can trace it back to a fear. So it is a block of some kind. So you're just helping, you're just basically sending that person healing in that part of their life.
I mean, well, sometimes you can feel repetitive to some people, and then you have to, like, something like this happens and you wonder what happened, and I just realized because I'm getting tired of being repetitive.
There you go.
I guess this is a blessing because now I get to go to the community with someone I can have a good time.
Yeah. The universe is basically falling, putting things into place, so therefore you can enjoy this day and have a nice ending to it. So therefore, probably going with the other person, it wouldn't have been as positive as going to this part. Now, people say jacuzzi, we know what's going to go in there. I said, well, you have to think about that. We're not going. But you know.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. That was my
phone. That's your phone?
Yeah.
That was your. Where do people get these ringtones and cows and cats and my the one person had that one little voice, that little, I call it a little munching voice, it just keeps laughing.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Where do you get this stuff? Did you steal it from the Joker? You know.
That was Chippendale.
Yeah, and they're laughing and laughing and laughing. I'm sitting there going,
yeah.
But I can't seem to find these things. I always go to these ones that are, you know, generic stuff. Anyway.
Well, I get them through Zedge, Z-E-D-G-E tones, and they're free lots of times.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I actually like a chicken one myself.
Oh, the chicken one? I had a friend of mine that had a freaking alarm on his phone that what it did was it had a freaking chicken, a little rooster, you know, crowing all until you kick it off. I'm like, could you turn that dang freaking thing off? It's like, dang, you know, it's like chicken. When it wakes you up in the morning?
Yeah, a rooster crow, yeah.
Well, he had the one with music, where it's the chicken singing. I'm like, hang on, man. And our neighbors were really freaking out, too. They were, like, beating the wall. I am not ready to wait. I just got home, like, 2 hours ago. So how can we help you tonight?
Well, you know what? During the time I was on hold, I guess my angels heard me. I just kept talking to them, and it kind of fixed itself. I wanted to do something fun, and there were two friends that were kind of, putting a rain cloud over it. So, and it kind of opened up. So this
That's
is
good.
Actually more fun because the two girls at Flake were traded for one guy. That's more fun.
Okay. So you guys going to attack this one guy or what?
No. It's just it's silly. No, I'm going to be very conservative.
Aren't you out there in California?
Yes, I am, sir.
Yeah, you guys do some crazy stuff, man.
What? Whatever we have here can be produced anywhere else, except the weather, of course.
Yeah, my friend keeps telling me, every time she talks to me, she's like, hey, how you doing? I said, I'm doing great. And she was like, it's 85 fun loving degrees today. Really? It's like 35 fun loving degrees to here.
Yeah.
So we're still trying
to
think of it in the positive.
You?
Huh?
You liked it here, didn't you?
Yeah, I liked it there. It's just that some of the people were kind of flaky, but you know.
Yeah, I know. I grew up in Kentucky, and the people are kind of flaky here. It's just that I don't look that deep.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you can get really offended with something bad.
Yeah, we learn from the experiences, too.
Yeah, I think my dad, long ago, I told my dad, I said, you know, if I stayed in Kentucky, I probably would have had a lot of kids by now, been really good at bowling.
And I would have shot my neighbor.
Or, yeah, all right. No, I think people that use artillery in domestic situations.
Artillery, huh?
Yeah, in domestic situations are, I find they're in Detroit.
Oh, okay, got you.
Stories I heard. But did your article work out for you? Did you finish it?
It was kind of funny because we were, you know, going back and forth and dictating the whole thing of the certain thing, certain direction I wanted to go. And it was great because what we had come up with working together and the outline I came up with actually enabled me to go in a different direction of changing the whole thing. But if I would have had the layout there in front of me looking at it, something to work with, it might have been different because I changed the whole thing. Because it was like we were focusing on the relationship part, right? And insights and what you need to do with yourself. Well, all of a sudden, I was reading over it and realized the one thing we have to do first, very first thing we have to do, is we have to work on ourselves. So it changed. It took a whole different direction. I did, like you said before, the process of your advice of getting an outline. So I came up with an outline where we basically said, we're going to start discussing, and then next month we're going to discuss the very first one is you and how to do that whole thing. Number two, you know, the world, your relationship with your friends and family. And we work in, so we actually got to, when we got to number five, which is the ideal of finding your significant other, we've gone through some major changes in the process of how we relate to the world, that when we open up more in those situations and those positions or those parts of our lives, it opens up the opportunity to meet our significant other.
Oh.
So you motivated me to really go down deep and actually come up with an outline, and almost to the point where I've almost got February and March done already.
Awesome.
Yes.
That's really awesome. I'm really happy for you. Yeah, I tend to be a motivator to a lot of people. I just know that because that's probably why I'm a manager.
Yeah, what you need to do sometimes, you need to send me your phone, your address, so I can actually send you a Christmas card and a thank you note. Because I really appreciated that motivation, because I was trying to look for a really good get into the whole thing. Because what had happened was, in the process of actually looking at the outline of you actually doing your own editing too, as we're trying to put this thing together, I couldn't see it. I couldn't get it up. I couldn't get it pulled or nothing. I just said, okay, I got to go back on the old one and start really motivating myself because of what you'd already written in the first place. It made me think about a lot of things on how to really go at this whole thing of really wanting to get a nice outline to help everybody else and to make it simple. Because we actually came up with a situation of actually telling people, we're all sitting there trying to come up with a list of what we like to have in our significant other and relationships and that kind of stuff that most people don't realize we can also come up with one for ourselves.
Whatever I do to help people, of course, there's going to be some kind of part of it that's going to be for me to bite on, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only way you build knowledge, I suppose.
Yeah, because we're trying to motivate people right now with the ideal. The first article that came out was the ideal saying you need to sit down and focus on a list for yourself, an outline for who you are. If you don't like something, if you do, it's one of those things of focusing on the positive, but also realize you can also correct things within yourself to realize that you don't have to be anything you don't want to be. As in, like, for one thing, I like astrology, but when it comes to the signs, people have a thing and go, okay, a Taurus is this, a Pisces is this. They don't realize those are just outlines of possibilities. It's like an outline.
That is definitely at the highest level of generality on the sun signs. Unless you get the birthplace and location, you can't really get it good. But you do also, I've heard you say it before, that's just a tool.
Yeah, that's what I put in my article. I said, this is a tool. It's an outline to work with. They can also, you can look at it and go, okay, it says that Tauruses are stubborn. Do you want to be stubborn? Or do you want to kind of get a little lenient with the whole thing and be more open-minded? Get something to sit there and look at and say, no, I don't want to. So it motivates you to actually change that within yourself.
Well, the good thing about stubbornness, I mean, it's not necessarily 100% bad at all. The stubbornness are good for people that build the foundation. You know, they're the ones that stick to a solid base and not waver off of that.
Yeah, because I was sitting there going over the thing. And the one thing that motivated me the most about working with a list with oneself is the idea of realizing one thing. I would sit there and focus and help people get a list of what they want in a significant other, what kind of, in a relationship, a marriage, you know, the whole thing. That I started realizing that I also told them that they also needed to go back after they wrote their list out about their significant other to also make sure that they were those things too as well. You know, like attracts like. So if you want those kind of characteristics in your relationship and those kind of things, like you want faithfulness and respect and that kind of stuff, then make sure that you are those things. Because a lot of times we get caught up in the whole thing that we don't really take the time to work with ourselves. So I thought what we'd do is we'd change the whole outline and say, no, start working on self first. So therefore, when we get to the relationship, we don't have any kind of blockages or any kind of anything that's going to keep us from really taking and throwing ourselves and committing to that relationship.
Yeah, it's definitely something to know the difference between all the egos that influence these type of decisions that aren't going to be very lasting, of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write this book.
I'm excited about your magazine articles. Eventually, all your articles are going to be putting together the foundation of a book. And that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, me too.
You know,
so you just see someone coming to you going, could you take all these things and formulate a book for us? And, yes, I can. we're practicing being positive.
Well, you have the right to. It's your materials.
Mm-hmm. I actually wrote the one little thing in there, too. I was telling everybody that I thought it was motivational was in the process of putting that thing together. We were also, I put a little wisdom thought in there, too, which I already had given to the lady who was doing the magazine anyway as a wisdom thought, but I was sitting there looking at this thing and saying, I thought it was pretty cool. I just give it to everybody too so they can sit there and think about it in the process of doing their list that it came across. And I think I'd told some people about this, but I was just sitting there one day reading this. I was sitting there thinking and I saw this came to me real quick where I was saying, okay, I'm looking for peace in my life and how am I going to do that? So I wrote this down. And it just came to me as a little philosophy, I guess. I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me. So it's the idea of realizing when you focus on yourself, more likely you're going in the right direction to find the solutions of the things you're trying to really change. I came up with this other one today too. I sit there and people always sit there using negative things, like saying, you know, life's a bowl of cherries and you got the pits. Hello? Well, that was weird. And you have this little pit thing, right? So I said, let's try this one. Life's a bowl of cherries. So focus on being merry. Face your fears. Learn how to face your fears so life won't be so scary. I thought that was pretty intense, too, as well. So when I started to put things together and that kind of thing. And this reinforced the whole thing. So if you guys are out there doing your little thing and stuff and you want to give us a call in here and want to get a couple questions answered too, just give us a call here at 646-721-931. Again, that's 646-721-9031. Also, if you want to get a private reading with me, just give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. The readings right now until the end of the year are like this. It's $33.33 for a 60-minute session. It's $22.22 for a 40-minute session. And for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. And if you want to get a one-card reading, which is usually take between 15 and 20 minutes, that is only $9.99. Now, we have also relationship counseling and life coaching. And if you do need a 90-minute session, a little more time, a little more freer with your, you know, want to be more freer, which is to focus and relax, we do have 90-minute sessions that are going for $77.77. So you really can't beat these prices, so get in there, take a chance. If you're a person that's looking for the answers, now is a perfect chance and a perfect opportunity to do that until the end of the year. Also, if you're not and you have know some people or have a friend or something like that, we'd like to get in there and know that if they've got some kind of positive influence or positive reading or something like that, it might actually help them. Then we also have gift certificates, so you could actually buy a session for somebody if you want. And We also have blocks of time, too, so just give us a call for the details on that, and there you go. So if you want to take advantage of any and all these things, just give us a call here at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And if you want to give a call here tonight, give us a call at 646-721-9031. My name is Psychic X Journeyman. I'm your host, and this is Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Link. It's now 12:39 here on the East Coast, PM. And we've got, I have no idea how much time we have left in the show because for some reason my little counter is not telling me anything. It's actually blank, which is kind of weird. Also, what's the situation of everybody who just tuned in right now? Welcome. We're doing readings and that kind of stuff. So if you want to get one, just give us a call at 646-721-9031. And I actually lost a caller there for a minute, so let's see if we can get her back on. There you go. You're back.
Yes. I'm so sorry. I was trying to move my dog, and the phone fell.
That's all right. We won't put a curse on you this time.
I'm sorry.
We won't call the spiritual police this time, so we'll just leave it alone. But we will warn you, don't do it again. No. But like I said before,
yeah.
I was sitting here telling my friend, I said, I want to take that bowl of cherry thing for the pits and change it into a positive. So I sit here and said, life is a bowl of cherries. So focus on being merry. Face, you know, learn how to face your fears so life is not so scary. And little positive affirmations, you'll be amazed how much they can just change things in your life in the process of even just focusing on that, that you might actually bring some really positive solutions to a lot of things that you're not even thinking about because you're focusing on something positive. Because we always have a tendency to go to that negative side. So, well, you know, like that one guy says, if you're focusing on debt consolidation, you're still focusing on debt. It's still a part of the equation. So what you need to do is focus on somehow go get you one of those debt consolidation programs, set it up, and then just forget all about it, and then start focusing on nothing but prosperity. And then you'll actually have the things you want. Because, I mean, I was sitting here today. I was sitting here telling a friend of mine, I went down and changed all my prices on everything I got. 99 cents a minute on Keen. If you go to a random, it's only $1.49. And then just said, basically I said, I don't care if I get any calls or not, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I always do. I don't have to care about the whole thing. It's just, it's a done deal. The universe always gives me exactly what is good for me. And the idea of doing readings is the idea of focusing on just having fun and helping people and using those formats to do so. Next thing I know, it went from no calls to calls all freaking day. I mean, it's just been ringing off the hook on both sites. So I was like, when we just let go, that's when we open the flow.
Whoa. Is that right?
Yeah, but I tell everybody, sometimes you gotta make things simple.
Hey, do you ever call out to people? Because a friend of mine is kind of bummed right now, and I was thinking, it'd be cool if you were to, you know, have some radio shows, they actually call out to people.
I'll call out to the guy and say, hey, give me six
bucks. No, not the
guy. I know.
Not the guy, the girl.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes we can touch on both sides of a situation, especially if it's a relationship. I've actually done that. I did a reading for this one lady, and she was like, me and the, you know, like you can see both sides of the situation where it's like they're both waiting for each other to make the first move. You're like, at this rate, no one's going to do nothing.
Yeah.
So I was like, I told the lady flat out, I said, give me your phone number, and I'll call you back. And I said, give me his phone number, I'll call him up, and we'll get this ball rolling. Since neither one of you guys can do this, I'll do it for you. And the lady goes, you would do that? Give me the phone number. She's like, are you serious? I said, yep, I'm dead serious, because I said, I just feel like all it needs is one motivation, and the next thing you know, you're sliding down the freaking hill of that snow and having a great time.
So would you read me the angel number for 805, which is where I live?
805. Where the hell's that book? I mean, where the heck is no? Okay, where? I'll just make it simple. Where is my book? Let's make it very positive. 805?
Yes.
805. It's coming up. 805. What do you want to hear about that number? Why?
805.
Why? 805. I don't know why.
Because
that's what happens.
805 is alive.
Watch out, you don't get a sty.
In my eye?
Open your eyes. For all the money, so therefore you can be in a position to buy whatever you want to. I guarantee you.
Writing a song. Writing a song.
805. You're being divinely guided to make some healthy and positive changes, which will help
going
you
going to a jacuzzi
have,
is healthy, yes.
Yes, which will help you to have a better life in the long run. The sooner you make these changes, the sooner your finances and other parts of your life will heal. Now, when you sit here and look at the situation of this, what you're talking about, it could be a whole lot more deeper than just the idea of going to a jacuzzi. It's the idea you've made a different decision to be with more positive people than the people that you were hoping that would come through. So it's like some people do that in the process of making a choice to go down a different path, everything starts getting better. It was just the idea how to get away from the old in favor of the new. Open up the door for exactly what you want to do.
What do you do?
Don't get stuck in a corner going boo-hoo. Welcome to our show tonight. It's called the Rhyme Corner.
Rhyme while you got time.
Yeah, it's kind of my show because it's mine. Anyway. So, also, another positive thing for today for everybody out there, if you want to bring more positive energy into your kitchen or in your house, go get some lemons. Seriously, go get some lemons and cut those suckers up and put them in a bowl in the kitchen. The scent of the citrus, it just has, it's like an aroma. I mean, you could go buy you one of those freaking deodorizer things that you put in your car and stuff like that. But those things are just, those are manufactured. They're just so, you know, materialistic. But if you take that, you know, the essence, what's happening is you're picking up the scent of lemons themselves, but the juices and that kind of stuff. When you cut those lemons open, it's also life force, too, as well. So it has a tendency to bright people up, and people have a tendency to, in 20 minutes, start walking around with smiles on their faces.
Interesting. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. Have you noticed anything, or what do you know about this eclipse that is centering at 3 a.m. this morning? Or actually, it starts at 3 a.m. and it centers tomorrow, actually.
And what kind of eclipse is this? A lunar or?
A lunar eclipse.
Okay, so a lunar eclipse, if I'm not mistaken, that's when we will see the moon get blocked out by
the shadow of the earth.
Right. The shadow of the earth actually makes the moon go dormant.
Yes.
Usually when we have that kind of effect going on, it usually doesn't affect everybody because there's a part of the world that's part of that whole darkening, but there's other parts that are still being very much in the bright light. So it's kind of, you know, sometimes when you, I have a tendency to be a person who looks at these situations more on an individual basis. We can put the masses out there, but realistically, when you start working with people individually, some things just don't affect people. I mean, people sit there looking at me going, okay, when we have a full moon, how come you don't sound like you're out, you know, you're kind of like whacked out and that kind of stuff, but everybody else seems that way. Well, when you have balance and grounding in your life, you have a tendency to be affected differently, and most people do. And plus, I'm triple earth, so you have a triple grounding here, too, as well. And you have other people who are not, but a double ground or whatever. So they have a tendency to be more focused, and things will not affect them. But I do know for a fact when some of these things, these energies, they're really good energies to manifest changes in your life right now. Because they were talking about the full moon, right? And a friend of mine was like, when the full moon goes, I'm just like freaked out because it affects me and all this kind of stuff. I said, she goes, well, how can you deal with that? I said, do you know that if you start working with the energy as the moon is going into a full moon, then you're working with the energy. So when it taps out, you've already been working with it as it gradually was getting more intense. So you basically became more intense with it, so it doesn't overwhelm you. You're a part of it.
Yeah. There's that word, though, working. I mean, some people...
Okay, how about going with the flow?
...face work... some people face work with some type of aggression, and some people, you know, figure working means to have it organized or some kind of orderly fashion.
Right, but maybe we should sit there and look at the idea of what work is. Most people have that, yeah, you're right, to have a mentality, but their mentality is also based on what they've experienced. So if we can give them kind of different definition to go with it, then they have a tendency to have a different perception. And I look at people saying the work means just to physically do something that you know you need to do. You've got to build a house or pick a hammer. That's work with the energy. It's just the idea of realizing that you're already a part of it anyway.
Yeah.
So I told my friends, I said, do that, build the idea because you're going into the manifestation. And if you already hit the full moon, right? And as you're getting the full moon, this is the time to let go of anything that could actually interfere with that manifestation happening. So as you let go and go with the flow of the energy as it goes from intense to, you know, going down to a lower vibration, you can, it's like you're letting go of everything at that time. So you can accumulate as you go up and go, we're going to do this. And then as we go out of the full moon, you just kind of let yourself go and let go of everything at that moment. Telling yourself, as I let go and go with the flow, everything that's going to happen, I just know. I mean, I always tell people, you can have faith, but take it one step further and just know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that it's going to be what it's going to be. We've sat there and said before, like, you want to sit there, I want to be with this person, and this person's going to call, and we're going to talk. I see it. I believe it. I know it. So be it. So it is. So it's like you can do like that. You gradually see, you're seeing it, feeling it. And then you say flat out, I know it. So be it. So it is. So therefore it is. I just, you know, like I said before, if you can visualize it, then it exists. You cannot really visualize anything that does not exist. So it makes you wonder, because we sit here and look at the situation, a proven example of that is people who have invented things, who had a visualization of something and were actually able to bring it into reality. We have the light bulb, the car. We have Tesla, who actually came up with AC/DC. Not the band, but...
Wow, those are very random things.
True, but see, they were all visions in someone's head. But we can also take it to music. Bach and Beethoven, a lot of those guys had dreams and visions of certain kinds of music that they heard or were living. Or like one guy, I think it was Beethoven, said he heard the fifth symphony. He heard this in a dream, and then he was able to create that into reality.
I can believe that. I know people that have had dreams and they wake up and they just go straight to a paper and write it down.
Yeah, so you said, and plus, I think a lot of people knew Beethoven. I think Beethoven, was it Beethoven? He was actually deaf. So for a man to actually write the things he did, it makes you really think about the situation of what you can do. As in people who are, even, I mean, I was here talking, I've talked to some people who've really accomplished things with their lives, and even have, you know, some people call them handicaps. They just looked at it as, they looked at it as motivation to do great things in life, and then started confidence in all these other things. You have some other people out there who are handicapped who get ticked off of those people because it's like, you no longer can play the victim, because we have other examples of people going out and being very successful in life no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you think and wonder and say, okay, disability. Do we really need disability? Or is that another thing we're getting into fear? I knew a couple people who actually are on disability, and I also see the potential of exactly what they can do on self, you know, having home-based businesses. But they all have a tendency to keep themselves limited because they don't want to make more than what they get on disability because they don't want to lose it. they don't realize that's really feeding into an illusion. And also seeing the situation of the lack of, what happens if I lose my freaking disability? Well, I guess you could throw the $2,500 you made, it actually made you lose it, just throw it away.
Can I ask you a question about your university goal in England?
Can you ask me a question about that?
Yeah, when are you planning to be attending?
That's a good question, because here's why I sit here and put myself in the manifestation. Is the, I started telling everybody that a friend of mine was like, so are you when you're going? I said, well, I'm focusing on, you know, basically leaving any time. I don't want to put any kind of restrictions on it. I just want it to happen and keep that flow going. So therefore, because I remember this when I did this, when I went from Wisconsin to Colorado, I just simply said, I would love to live in Colorado. And the next thing I know, a week later, I was living in Colorado. And that's all I said. I didn't put any kind of restrictions or nothing. I didn't say, you know, Tuesday, I want to leave Tuesday. I just said I would love to live in Colorado. So I was sitting there focusing on that. I was telling a friend of mine in my journal, I was saying, you know, there's a certain person I want to get back with. So I said, every day I write in my journal that this person will contact me today. And she goes, well, how come you keep saying today? What if it doesn't happen today? I said, dear, this is the way it works. We put things in the now. So every time I keep saying today, when it does happen, she will call me today. Not Thursday, Wednesday, or Friday. So we're putting restrictions on it. I'm just saying she's going to call me today. In the process of having a phone call, the rest of our lives will start, and we will have a fantastic relationship. So see, there's no restrictions on that, but you're still putting the positive energy out there.
True.
So I put everything out there. I mean, I did focus on, I do remember I was in, when we got married to go to Florida, I did focus on $2,500. And it was kind of funny that in the process of focusing on $2,500, because I thought if $2,500 would be great, that should be enough to deposit, rent, get us a nice place. All we had to do was find a person who was lenient, who just wanted to sit there and take our money and let us do our little thing for a month. Because I knew in 30 days I could accomplish a lot of things. I could accomplish a lot of things in a week. Just had to have that, get that month pretty much paid and done and over with. Take that little burden off your shoulders. It's done, you know. So we went down there, and it was kind of funny that she said that she'd been trying to get her ex-husband for child support for almost 7 years, and they could never take these taxes, right? Well, I started focusing on that. I was focusing on the thing for 6 months. All of a sudden, out of the blue, they just took these taxes. And her first payment she got was $2,500. It was actually $2,560. And I said, look at people going, do you think that's a coincidence? No, that's not a focus. But it happened. With me focusing and saying, well, if I get this, I can focus on this because I know I can do that. It's simple, $2,500, right? We went from that jump to a skip. Next thing I know, we moved into a 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. Neither one of us had jobs. Well, actually, my ex-fiancée had a job. She just worked. She just started 2 days prior to moving in that house. And I had my business, but I had just moved down there to reestablish, right? But this, like I said before, I just put it out there. If we could just find somebody who would just take our money and understand our situation and give us 3 days to get on our feet, we'd be great. And 2 days later, we drove by that house. I called the person up, and the person said, we want you to fill an application out, but it's just basically just have information. Just in case we can't get a hold of you about something like that or some kind of, you know, whatever. It's just information to have. So don't worry about it. Just fill it out. And the guy actually went in. I remember when we looked at the place, the day we looked at it, this guy just walks outside. I sort of told him what we wanted to do and that kind of stuff. We really want to move in. Love this place. I kind of say that, too. I love this place. I'd love to have this place. He walks out to the front yard, pulls the for rent sign out of the front yard and throws it in the garage. I said, I think we got it. So that's what I'm saying. These things happen very quickly. We got everything fell into place. And the next thing you know, this all happened in 4 days. We found the house in 2 days, moved in 2 days later.
That's
so when you
awesome.
Look at, yeah,
now, you know, I actually had that happen to me. I came across from Kentucky to California. I had no job. I had no place to be. My stuff was on a truck on its way here to California. And in the same day that I arrived, I got a job and found a house, and the truck arrived with my stuff in it. It was like, I could not believe this was happening. This was back in 2003.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to do the same thing with I used to tell the neighbor. I used to live next door to this couple. Well, I lived in Tennessee, and they were always fascinated with me because every time I would put my mind to it, and it would just happen. You know, when I got my sign to put on front of my house to actually advertise for doing psychic readings while I was down there, that sign actually was, it cost me $100 to have it done. And the guy I actually got it off of, his wife said, you know, you're going to have to come up with the money and give us the money for the sign before we can give it to you because my husband doesn't do business like that. I said, okay, no problem. Because, see, my perception said, yes, he does. So I was sitting there, and I just kind of put it out there. I said, I wish he'd just give me the sign because the money's coming. It just hasn't shown up yet. And so I went home, and I said, I knew the money was coming in 2 days. So I was pretty positive. I wish he'd just give me the sign now so I could get it done, put it up, you know, get things going. So people could see I was actually doing business out of my home. And that was funny. The next day, the guy shows up at my house. And I said, hello. I said, I'm sorry, but the money has not shown up for me to pay you for this sign. He said, that's okay. He hands me the sign. He says, pay me when you get it. And he left. Now, you see what happened? It was like, I just put it out there. Be great if this guy would just give me the sign. Because I'm very positive about my income. It's coming. It's just a little late. So after that point, I started focusing on it being early. And my neighbor came over one day, and she said, I need to borrow $150 from my electric. And she said, how much money did you make this month anyway? And on this one side, I made about $850. And she goes, do you think your check is in your post office box right now? I said, why don't we do this? Why don't we just say, yes, it is? And sure enough, it's in my post office box. It's focused. It's so positive. Let's say it together. It's right there waiting for us to come pick it up. And so we drove into town, went to the post office, right? And sure enough, my check was there. And then I started focusing and thinking about it. It was actually 2 days early. So instead of being 2 days late, I focused, and now it's 2 days early. So we can change everything. And that's what happened.
Awesome.
I'm sitting there looking at this situation with the idea of going to this college and going to England, and I'm trying to build up the energy. I'm trying to also build the feeling up, you know, of anticipation of saying, okay, I'm leaving. I'm ready to go. You know,
actually, when I do that, I tend to, it backfires when I think too much about it.
Well, we got to go.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving us negative thinking. No, I was just kidding. But, no, I understand what you're saying, but it's the idea of looking at those situations when they backfire on you. Why do they backfire? Was it because you had a little bit of doubt within yourself, so therefore it manifests in the idea of a disappointment? Because I used to think the same way, too. I used to sit there and think, man, God, every time I think on things, it never happens. Or if I can visualize it, it never happened. But see, I wasn't putting the feeling into how would it feel. If it happened right now, how would you feel? I'd be jumping and kicking my heels together. So I see that. And then it changed the whole outcome of everything.
Wow. Well, hey, I'd love to talk, but I've got to hit the road. And
the jacuzzi's waiting.
Yeah, I'm going to be ninja cruising.
No problem. You have a good one, and we'll catch up later.
Okay, great. Thanks, Donnie. You have a nice time.
If you want me to help your friend, contact me later on, and we'll get it done.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay.
All righty.
Okay. Bye.
You have a good night. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay, I'm going to say it this way. If 323 would call back in, as I was clicking on Xing her out, the freaking switchboard jumped, and I actually accidentally end up canceling everybody out. So if area code 323 would call back in, I apologize for accidentally cutting you off, but definitely give us a call back in here at, you know, 646-721-9031. And if you are definitely going to ask us a question, then just push 1 on your phone, and you'll be on there, and we'll get all those questions that you want to ask. We'll get them answered, and we'll help you out. So definitely give us a call back in here. And if anybody else out there would like to get a reading tonight too as well. This is Friday night. This is Free Angel Reading Roundtable Friday. So give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. And we'll get those questions answered for you. So start calling in now. We got plenty of time, I think. It's actually 1:04 p.m. here on the... That is weird, because it's not p.m., is it? Let's start to look at the situation real quick. It's actually 1:04 a.m. This clock is screwed up. All right. And this is East Coast. We're here in Ohio, broadcasting from Circleville, Ohio, at 1:04 in the morning. I'm Psychic X Journeyman. I'm your host. And this is Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link. So give us a call in here. We were talking about earlier about Atlantis and how I was there focusing on the situation of watching on television alien astronauts. And I was looking at the situation of the information and some of the evidence and stuff they're picking up on is the idea of alien astronauts. Now, and gateways and that kind of stuff. I'm sorry, look at the situation of us tapping into our own potential. That the Atlanteans really had some really advanced technology, not just to in flight, but also space travel. And also time travel, of actually being able to tap into wormholes within our planet to go from one place to the other. And we could also look at the situation that we're looking at here as in tapping into wormholes, but at the same time, are we also not talking about things that we see on television? You know, where did the ideal of actually having a Stargate originate from? Could it be possibly the technology does exist? So we've also been in situations where we've also seen a myth with a little twist of truth to it, of actually being able to trace it back to realize that it was a reality and it did exist. The city of Troy is one of those examples as well, which was actually found. So when you have those kind of examples of actually proof, what else are we looking at here too? You know, when we sit here and look at, when we sit here and see evidence, people have a tendency to get right to the ideal of saying that our society was influenced because of other people, for people coming from other planets. When we've actually seen certain demonstrations of scientists here who want to split genes and change certain things with us, how do we know that in the process of Atlantis, how far advanced was Atlantis? Were they actually into these things? Or was it just the ideal of societies associated with that that could have caused the collapse of Atlantis? Because, I mean, I always look at the situation like this. Atlantis was actually a real place. But also, the continent of Atlantis also existed, too. So it's like we have this big continent between North America and South Africa. And then we have the main city of Atlantis in the middle of the Mediterranean, where Crates is at, which has been proven that a volcano erupted there and destroyed the complete island, so we have some backing on that too as well. Also, I was looking at the runways in Peru where people talk about alien astronauts, the alien runways. I'm like, wow, if I was an alien coming from another planet, you know, light years away, would I really need a runway to land on? To have that kind of technology, I'd just zip in and just land somewhere, right? And the same thing with the situation of having, like Star Trek. We've all watched Star Trek, and that when they go to other planets, they don't look for any kind of markers or something like that to see where they're at or where they land or how to contact. They have sensors. They know where everything is at and see it from where they're at. So therefore, with that kind of technology, would you need to do that? But at the same time, they say that you're in Atlantis, and they're actually starting to work with this to have flight. They're at the infancy of their space program, that they would need runways. They would need masks, just like we do at the beginning of our space program. And if you notice now that as things are advancing and that kind of stuff, things change. So therefore, if you go to Florida, you'll see that there's places that we used to use, we don't use anymore. They're abandoned. But they still exist. because we've just advanced from all those things. We don't need them anymore. It's the same thing with runways in Peru, the idea of looking at Atlantean hot runways, of landing planes, and like we do today with our own airports and stuff like that. Because when we're looking at situations right now, we're just seeing the runways. What else could have been there? It could have been an airport itself where people are coming there. Because more than likely, if you're venturing out and you're discovering the planet, more than likely you have a tendency to leave. Like in the beginning, when people from Europe were actually coming here to this country, they started colonies and they stuck around. But they were still traveling back and forth. So you look at the situation of having these places and that kind of stuff in societies, in civilizations, of the ideal of being in a position to motivate them too as well, because it's been proven that Egyptians were wandering in the desert and then all of a sudden they decided to change and created a huge civilization, very powerful, very elaborate civilization as well. And we were also covering the thing too about the pharaohs. The pharaohs had this reputation of they were looked at, not just the idea that pharaohs thought they were gods, but they were also looked that way too. So if you sit and look at the situation, can we not trace it back to the origin of the Egyptian empire or civilization as maybe Atlanteans came here and motivated these people to start this civilization? At the same time, more than likely, maybe an Atlantean was also a pharaoh, the very first pharaoh, and having all that kind of technology and certain things they could do with their bodies, but there's organs within our own bodies now that we don't understand what they do. That they could have been actually organs to regulate energy. So these people would have saw them because they could regulate energy through their bodies and actually visually show that these Egyptians would have saw them as gods. So therefore, the pharaoh itself takes on a different light, and as it goes through generation to generation, it will always be seen as a god with that kind of power. Because if you sit there and look at a lot of pharaohs that came afterwards, okay, there were some really powerful ones. But there was also other pharaohs, if you do the history, that were also kind of intimidated by it, of trying to live up to that kind of reputation. So it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Okay, guys, we're sitting here going over some stuff here. If you want to call in and get a reading, call us at 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation, we had didn't touch on this earlier in the show, but we are taking donations. Like my friend was talking about the idea I'm trying to go to England and go to the college called the Arthur Findlay College. It's actually I guess you could call it a metaphysical college, where it's actually for spiritualists, mediums, and psychics to really experience meditations, channeling, that kind of thing. So I just felt like by me going there, which was also a vision that came to me too, where I saw myself at that school, and I just felt like, ooh, that'd be great. We go there, it would just give me an opportunity to actually hone up on my own gifts and actually take them a little bit further and maybe just increase the potential what I can do with it by tenfold, which I felt like would definitely be a blessing with everybody I work with, of actually really being able to really tap into situations like that. So if you'd like to donate to going to Arthur Findlay College and the England Going to England Fund, and also Support the Show Fund, because we're actually really wanting to put a lot more into this show and actually increase it to a three-hour show. So that gives everybody a chance to get on and get their questions answered, and also gives me the freedom of actually just being able to, being able to express myself where everybody wouldn't think that they won't get on. I understand everybody waits, and people have waited some lengthy times, too. So we apologize for that, but we're trying to give quality, service here, readings and that kind of thing. So I just don't like really pushing people along. I like to get really deep into these situations and really get deep into the subject of each one of the people who call in. So just have patience with us, because we take that time and really care about everybody who calls in here. That's what we want to do. So for everybody who donates to the show, we appreciate every donation. And if you want to get in to get private readings, just give us a call at 740-500-8863 or call me on Skype, which is actually 740-601-9835, or contact me through my website, which is actually www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have some really great rates. I mean, shoot, just for a 60-minute reading, it's $33.33. So check it out. Go to my website. All the prices and everything's right there, just the way it's supposed to be. And we look forward to hearing from each and every one of you, because I would just love to sit down and work with everyone who I can. I love doing this kind of work, and I just love sitting down and helping people. So let's go on. We do have a caller in the queue, so let's bring him on. Area code 585, how are you doing tonight? Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Petra. How are you doing? Good. Yeah. I just clicked into your show and was listening to you for a little bit, so...
Mm-hmm.
Would you have
any comments about Atlantis or any kind of things? We've actually done some past life readings with some people. The reason we came up with the theory, because of some of the readings we've done with past lives, of actually seeing these people pump. Yeah, we've seen people actually were coming from Atlantis after they were basically in the destruction mode of the city itself, decided to get away from the whole thing and just end up going to Egypt and seeing these bands of Egyptians wandering through the desert, and just motivated them to, next thing you know, we have this Egyptian, you know, society, civilization, and kind of thing like that. So I was like, ooh, we're seeing visions too to back it up. So we were looking for that too. So with the situation you calling in, how can we help you tonight?
I was just interested in a basic reading.
Is there a certain thing? I was going to sit there. We were also doing this too, where when people call in, what we do is we take the area code they have, and I look it up in my angel book. I look up in the angel book to see what that number means, like 585. I was looking that up as we were sitting there speaking. And this was basically talking about 585 means to improve your finances. You'll need to make... You'll need to make some major life changes. You already know what some of these changes are, so take steps in that direction today.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the next one, which is actually 586, and I always have a tendency to go with the flow on these things. If I'm guided to do something, I always have a tendency to read that too. And I was sitting there looking at, and it's the reason I was really directed to 586 too as well.
Mm.
And it says you'll find relief from financial stress through prayer, affirmations, and spending time working on projects that you find meaningful.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
And you were sitting there, like I said, when we do angel readings on here, and what I actually do is, no one's really asked for the cards tonight, so I have two decks of cards, but the ones we like working with the most is my, I actually took two decks, Archangel, they're actually Dorian Virtue angel cards, and I took two decks. One deck's called the Archangel deck, and the other deck is called Healing with the Angels deck, and I put them together as one deck because I felt like archangels and angels work together, so therefore we put them together. And we've been really getting some really pretty powerful readings, because I was telling a friend of mine, so if you come to me and you want to get a 7-card angel reading, that's why we would sit there and tell people, like, what I do on the show is I do small ones. I do 3-card angel readings. And they're actually called three-card pyramid insightful. Okay, we can use that. But I'm saying we call them three-card angel card readings. And what they are is, and actually, okay, let me say it one more time. It's actually 3-card pyramid spreads with angel cards. And how it works is we put 3 cards down, which is basically it's a small version of the 7. So that's your foundation. And we put 2 more cards. And then we put your final card. This gives us a little idea of exactly how these readings work. So therefore, we're hoping that later on you'll come to us and get a 7-card. Because a 7-card, we put 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 until we get to a final card. And the 7-card, readings. How they work is the seven layers actually cover a lot of things. The first layer is your foundation, and then we go on the situation of going through the reading itself. They point out certain things to keep that foundation strong and how to change certain things and help you to, like with situations of finances, how to change certain things within that foundation to get a different result. So therefore, it's more prosperous. But each one of the layers also represents each one of the chakras. And it actually goes in details about those. Yes. And then each card is usually in a three set where there's always three cards touching each other. So it's almost like being classified. A lady put it like this. She said it was like her life on the table. Because there was like stories and information within the context of the whole reading. So each three little card section also had its own little thing. And then when we're done with it, we can also go down each side of the pyramid. And, you know, people have a tendency to finalize the whole thing. What's the final outcome? It also gives you insights on how to finalize it, almost like in a materialistic way and a spiritual way, so that you understand that they work together.
It makes sense.
We can't do it in the three card one, but we can give you an idea because they give you information too as well. We did some last week, and there people that was hitting the freaking things around the head, and we're just going with the whole situation. Say, okay, there you go, and it just kind of gives you a visual too, or something to work with.
Yeah.
And like we said, we don't want to be disrespectful to anybody, but we don't do general readings. General readings usually have a tendency to dictate general answers, and we like to be very detailed.
Yeah, because I know what you're saying. It's just like
life is not general.
Yeah. It's really, you know, which one, which direction should I go?
Mm-hmm. What I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle the cards myself. Usually I ask people to tell me when to stop shuffling. What I'm going to do, I'm going to shuffle them. I'm going to stop them when I feel like my guidance tells me to do. All I need for you to do is to tell me if you want to cut it or not when I get done shuffling, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Because for some reason, we usually have a timer on this thing, on the show, on the Block Talk Radio, that tells us how much time we have left. My timer is not doing anything.
I have 8 minutes and 47 seconds.
All right. We do have a time. So I was looking at things, so I'm trying to get through these things a little bit quicker than I usually do, but still taking the time enough to have the patience to make sure we get the information we're looking for here. All right, we're down to the shuffling thing. All I need for you to do is tell me if you want to cut it or not.
Yes.
All right.
Cut it.
Okay. And also, I want to tell everybody out there, if you're in the queue waiting to get on, just stay right where you are, because when the show stops and it's not on the air anymore, we're still recording. So I'll get to each everybody's questions. You just got to stay where you're at, because we can usually stay on the show after the show's over with for approximately about another hour. Recording time, yes. Okay, now the first three cards I got was meditation, self-acceptance, and passion. When I sit here and look at the situation of meditation, pretty much self-explanatory of the idea of meditation, opening up to more of the idea we're looking for solutions here. But we also have to do the meditation to get past the worldly thing, because a lot of times the world says you got to do this, and we have a tendency to, since, you know, it is easy to get caught up in that. But when you sit there and look at the situation of the next card, it says self-acceptance. To realize, in the process of self-acceptance, is to realize who you really are. You are a spiritual being in a human body, not the other way around. Some people have different perceptions. They want to be more worldly. No, you don't want to be more worldly. You want to be more spiritual, so therefore you understand that solutions are right there in front of you. It's you.
Oh.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the third card... Those are two angel cards. Now, the third one is an archangel card. This is Archangel Hanel. That's spelled H-A-N-I-E-L. This in here is saying you need to trust and you need to follow your renewed passion and your love life and your career. Now, some people say, well, I'm not really in a love life right now. Of course you are. It's called with yourself. To start the greatest romance in your life starts with you. So when you sit there and look at the situation of, if I'm not really attracting the solutions as fast as I'd want to, it's been knocked down to the idea of saying you're not putting out the love you should. And a lot of times when we trace it back, we find out the person doesn't really love themselves enough because they feel like they should be somewhere. You've heard this before, where they feel, people feel like I should be farther along than I am, or things like that are going on right
absolutely.
Now. Shouldn't be not happening. And they don't realize that everything is happening just the way it's supposed to. No, you know, we're always thinking this too. If I could just do things differently. Well, if you would have, you would have. But it happened just the way it did. So the thing you have to understand is you have to take 100% accountability for your life and realize that all the decisions you've made has brought you to this point. Now, this is not a thing to make you freak out. This is to help you to understand that since you created that, then you can create the other two as well. It's what you're really looking at and what you're really seeing. It's just the idea to look past the illusion of what has been created now to see the solution as what that's what you want. It is there because you can conceive it in your mind. Like we were saying before in the show, if you can visualize it, then you can realize it. It's just the ideal that realization has to start within the context of your heart and realize that if you can feel that in your heart, then you can bring it into reality. Because it's talking about the renewed passion. Trust and follow that renewed passion because there's something going on right now where you're just feeling very passionate about certain things. And you just have to need to, it's like you just need to follow through with what you know you need to do.
Okay.
Makes sense. I'm going to throw two more cards up here because it's also putting out some relationship stuff too as well. Because it's like the two cards that I put on top of those are just kind of giving you an idea of the foundation. Dad is talking about the first one that came out was Beloved One. This is Archangel. Uh-huh. This is Archangel Samuel. I'm helping you with your spiritual soulmate relationship. And then the next one's Archangel Michael. Now, usually when you have the combination of those two cards together, it's like almost like saying, okay, we want to have a very loving, passionate life. And Archangel Michael is saying, well, we need to cut cords to the past because there's a definite connection to the past that's actually creating a block to keep things from coming in. Even if it's just the ideal of hanging on to the past, which means there's no space for the new stuff to come in. And Archangel Samuel is actually the angel of love itself, relationships. So you see a lot of things changing as we go into this next couple of weeks. That you actually see a very, very positive beginning at the beginning of the year.
Good.
Oh, that was just like, wow, that was tiresome.
It came out quick, yeah. That was great.
And then we take the final card, which you put on top of those cards, okay? We're looking at the thing. It says Archangel Jophiel. It says, get rid of clutter. Clear the energy around.
You're right.
Clear the space. Now, when you know, people sort of look at the situation of realizing there's, you ever seen the shows where you have the people who hoard stuff, materialistic stuff?
Yeah.
Well, people have a tendency to do the same thing within their minds and the conflicts of their consciousness. They keep hanging on to everything because they feel like they don't hang on to these things, because most people who are people that have a tendency to be hoarders are scared that they don't have these things. Something's going to happen in the future that they're going to need these things. So, see, they're feeding into a fear, which is creating a chaos of clutter in their lives physically.
That's true.
And people have a tendency to do the same thing with a lot of clutter with themselves, with emotions and finances, but it also has a tendency with things we've been through that we're scared to death if we don't hang on to those certain visions and memories, that we're going to create the same thing, not realizing it's actually the opposite is true. If you hang on to it, you're just going to create more of it because you're putting the energy into it. So what they're saying is clear the clutter, clear your space, look at the situation as in this clearing of realizing there's nothing wrong with having a mind that says blank, there's nothing here, so therefore there's nothing to stand in the way of creating a different and new life.
Oh, good.
We've actually done that freaking meditation too, where you focus and you meditate to the point where you want God and the angels to clear that clutter out of your life, and you don't want to see anything, and you focus and say I want to see it. And sometimes you can ask your angels just to show me the word blank, which means you basically is like when you wipe tapes clean, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you just, whatever visualization is good for you. But when you do that, it shows you how you do that. And the reason I was suggesting with people with past lives, we've actually been able to go back in a past life and help people make a different decision. Make a different decision. In the process of making a different decision, then it helps you understand that when you come back to the present, since you made the different decision, it doesn't exist, which also is reality. It doesn't exist. It only exists because you allow it to. It's done and over with, but it's still affecting you because it still occupies a space. Once you clear that space, then what happens? You usually get a different flow in your life where all the things start flowing in. Like I was telling before, when I was sitting there talking early in the show, I was sitting there going, you know, I took all my situations and working and that kind of stuff. I caught myself getting caught up in the ideal finances and money and that kind of stuff, and they were creating blocks. When I got to the point of saying, you know something, I'm going to reduce all my prices. I'm going to forget about even focusing on that and letting it become a worry. You know, and I just, because I've seen this before in the past, when I let everything go, then the flow starts again. Because I'm not worried. Worried is a bad thing. We have 10 seconds left in the show. I just want to thank everybody out there for being here and that kind of stuff. And if you're in the queue, we're going to get to you. Just stay right there. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And let's get back to our caller we have here right now. So if you look at the cards, it says clear your space. And the process of clearing your space, if you go down, like we saw before, on the 7 cards, we usually go down each side, give you an insight too. On this one, on the smaller ones, we can do the same thing. You have the final card, it says clear your space. Then we have Archangel Michael and Passion. Now, if you look at the situation of the idea of clearing your space, is the idea to work with Archangel Michael to cut those cords to let go of the past. In the process of the past, I guarantee you're going to have a different you're going to have a different look at things. You're going to be more passionate about your love life and more passionate about your career, because when you clear the clutter, you'll start seeing a different perception. So you get in a situation where you're like, you have this enthusiasm. Ooh, I get rid of all that stuff. The anticipation, what's going to happen now? Now you're like a little child, anticipation of the future. Instead of before, you were worried about the future. You're freaking out. But now you're like this child going, well, with all this kind of work, I can do, you know, the only thing I can expect is nothing but positive stuff. I'm looking forward to that. And you start looking forward to the future again. When you start doing that, because I did the same thing today too, people were like, ooh, you're doing all this reading. I said, yeah, I'm just enjoying it and loving it and also asking to keep the flow going. I'm ready for more. You know, the ideal, the whole situation. Why do you do this kind of work? It's not the ideal, the money part. The money part is just compensation to keep going. What really is the motivation is to sit down with people and actually enjoy the process of helping somebody to realize how easy it is to have the life they want. Now, if you look at the cards, as in clearing your space and go down the left side, it says clear your space, beloved one. So therefore, in the process of focusing on a spiritual soulmate relationship, realizing it begins with you and in having that kind of connection with yourself, or reestablishing the connection, and also realizing the connection has never been broken. It's just your perception because you've been so caught up in the world. And then you go to the third card, which is meditation, which is showing you how you... It all starts with the ideal, clearing the clutter. How do you connect with your angels? How do you do these things? It usually happens in the context of meditation to realize it. Ask the questions. Angels, we're having a nice little meditation. There are certain things going on right now. What should I do? I'm open to the answers. How can I clear my life? I'm open and ready to receive and to listen. And you'll definitely see some positive changes.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate that very much. It does help, You have a great night. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, too. Like I always suggest to everybody else, if you get a chance to sit down and take advantage of the prices, but also take advantage of a nice private past life reading, because it's like, for some reason, I just feel like I'd be good for you. Because it seems like there's a past life that's tapping into financial despair. That's what comes to me. And it would really help. But if you, it was one of those situations I tell everybody, if you don't, please give us a call back and give us an update on your life. We'd love to hear from you again, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
And thank you for calling tonight. And happy holidays, okay?
Happy holidays. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let's get on to the other calls here, and let's go to our next caller. Whoops, let's push that button again. Oops, let's push the button again. All right, we got to go this time, and now we're looking at area code 561. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm thinking. How am I? When we get to this part of the show, I'm pretty much seeing double. But so how are you?
Good.
Good. And what's your name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Where are you calling from, Lisa? Haven't you called before?
Yeah, I've spoken to you before.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I was looking at 561. I don't know if we ever actually went over the 561, what it means in my angel book, have we?
Hmm?
In my angel book, I usually take people's area codes and I look them up in my angel book, the numbers. Have we ever done that for you?
I don't know.
I don't think we have. So let's just check it out real quick, okay? What do you say?
Mm-hmm.
561 says, your new positive outlook with respect to your home and work life is changing everything for the better. I also want to read 562, which is right underneath that one. It says, trust that you can improve in all areas, including your finances, home life, and career. Your faith opens up new doors for opportunities. So it's the idea of focusing on exactly what you want, because they're saying you're going to get it. That didn't sound right, did it? You're going to get it. Anyway, so Lisa, how can we help you tonight? What, you know, do you have a certain question for us, or and how did this number?
As far as work,
I
left the job about a month ago.
Mm-hmm. So you're looking for.
I'm looking for another job, but right now with the holidays, I don't think too many people are going to be hiring.
Well, we have to look at the situation like this, what we want. Forget the whole idea of the world, what the world has a tendency to structure its way, okay? The reason I say that, because a couple years ago, I was living in Daytona Beach. We were working at one of those job labor places. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. It's where you walk in there, and if they have any jobs, they'll pick out people and send them out. Well, we were sitting there, and every time I'd walk into these places, I would always take my books. All my spiritual books, I would take one that day and just read it and focus on that whole thing, you know, some kind of technique or something, just to keep myself focused and positive. Well, we were all sitting around this table, and the guys were just like, that was cool, of how I was focused on this, and I was sitting there talking to them, and they're like, ooh, okay, let's start focusing and visualizing, right? Well, we had this one guy named Joe, and Joe was very worldly, and Joe was sitting there going, you know, it's like a week before Christmas, they're not going to, no one's going to hire, no one's going to do nothing, we're not going to get any jobs. So we all sit there and looked at Joe and said, Joe, could you do us a favor? And he goes, what? Could you go sit at the negative table? Because this is a positive table. Do you know, I swear this is what happened. As soon as he got up and walked and sit somewhere else, that guy behind the counter called our table and sent us out to this trash place. What do you call those things? Landfill. Which was actually one of the best jobs in there. Sent us out to the landfill, and I actually ended up working there for like almost 3 months, 4 months.
Really?
It was kind of,
wow,
yes.
That's amazing.
So it was kind of funny that as soon as Joe got up, who was, you know, like I said before, the most negative man in the world, he went to go sit on there. We got called out, and I just had to turn around to Joe and say, Joe, that's how it works. Have a good day. We will see you later. But what we were doing was I was focusing and seeing the guy behind the counter. I would keep visualizing him. You know, because he wasn't saying anything to us, but he was looking our way. So I started focusing. Every day I would go in there, I would focus on one thing, of him coming across the counter and saying, you guys are going out. You guys are going out. And sure enough, it happened.
Wow, that's a good story.
Like we always say, it's a story, but I lived it, and it happened. And just let the freaking pass those on to people to help them understand that it's that easy. When you focus, it's just you need to let down your resistance of how the world has taught you.
Yeah, reprogramming your mind.
Yeah, because if you're going to let the world dictate your success, it's going to be a Russian roulette effect. You know, some days you're going to get out, and some days you're just going to shoot yourself in the head because you're worrying too much. Oh, you're driving yourself nuts because of all the focusing and thinking. But when you take yourself away and say, I mean, I've done this before where I just sit there and said, you know, I don't care. I just don't care if I get any readings today or not, because I know I'm going to, so I don't have to think about that. Am I going to or am I not going to? And as soon as I just let it go and just say, you know, sometimes I'm just going to enjoy today, because the world and the universe is very prosperous and abundant, and it always supplies my needs, wants, and desires. And next year, the phones just start ringing off the hook. People look at me like it's crazy, but when they start seeing the phone ringing, they're going, Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. That's crazy. And then I had this other company I was working for where it's been kind of, you know, kind of like sporadic back and forth where, you know, sometimes you don't know. And all of a sudden it was like that balanced itself out too, where it's like, it's one of those sites where you actually get to see me visually. It's like one of those psychic sites where you can go to and see me on cam. But I have to go in the free chat and talk to everybody. And I just didn't want to do that. I just wanted to do private readings. And I said, okay. My angels were like saying, well, if that's what you want, then focus on that. You know, don't think you have to do anything you don't want to do that you feel uncomfortable doing. You know, you like doing that, then do it. Next thing I know, I did that. And the first time it happened, I forgot about it. We had this stuff called, it's called expert software. And what is it? You download this stuff in there. And you just log on. So when a person wants to get a private reading, they push on a button. And next thing you know, my little thing starts ringing like a phone. Well, I'm sitting there watching a movie, waiting for the phone to ring, right? And all of a sudden it started ringing. I was like, what's that noise? What's ringing? All of a sudden it just hit me. Oh, my gosh. It's almost like saying, I'm expecting calls, expecting readings, but at the same time I was kind of baffled because it did. But once I got past that point and said, I loved that. That was great. That was a great reading. Send me another. And then another one. To the point where I sit down and focus and say, okay, every time I sit at the computer and work for any of these companies, I'm always going to have my needs, wants, and desires fulfilled no matter what. Next thing you know, it's almost like you released everything right then and there. I'm good. I'm calm. I'm open. I even told a friend of mine, I said, try this. Put your hands out in front of you with your palms face to face. As you're opening your arms up to where they're straight side to side, as you're opening up, just say to yourself, I'm open to receive. Because you've already basically, you know, affirmed it to the world and to the universe. So now you're opening yourself up to receive it. So be very detailed about exactly what you want to. Don't get caught up in the freaking fear that if you get too detailed, that you'll be more disappointed. Put it out there, the more detailed I am, the more happier I'm going to be. Because I'm going to be living it, feeling it, and experiencing another great memory in my life that I'm creating right now. Another favorable thing that I can look back on later on and say, that was me being successful. And I've been successful ever since.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
I'm tired. Hello? Oh, we wasn't done. I was going to give her a reading. I had my cards and I was shuffling my cards. Since we're recording, I don't think people can get through after we take care of that, so... Let's look at the situation and say, since we have no more callers in the queue, it's time for me to go do what I got to do. So you all have a great night. Thank you for all you being here. Thank you for everybody out there listening and all the support. And thank you for everybody who's donated to the show. We're getting closer. We're actually ready to go to England, and we're ready to go to Arthur Finley College. And with your help, it's all happening now. So thank you, each and every one of you guys out there, for donating to the show and for helping me get to Arthur Finley College and to England. And thank you for helping me realize that experience. And thank you for helping me create that memory of going to that school and living in England, and to almost like going home. So may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and give love where love is given. And always say to yourself, I deserve it. I'm worth it. And I give love freely, and that love returns to me in bountiful measure. So therefore, all I have to do is be open to receive, and every want and the need and desire is fulfilled at that moment, as in today. It always happens today. It's always in the now. It's happening now. So there, feel it. Feel what it would be like to live it right this moment. If it happened right now, how would you feel? And live that feeling. Because as longer you live that feeling, the more you can resonate that feeling, it raises your vibration. So therefore, I guarantee you will be living it. So thank you for all being here. Have a good night. And we'll see you tomorrow night when we come back on Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. here on the East Coast for another night of nothing but free angel readings. So join us tonight on our show called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Saturday. Join us. See y'all later. Bye-bye.